When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO, go online to geico.com, or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
On the north side, Ann, you're on the score.
Yes. Come on, give me the score, please.
Give you the score?
Yeah.
Of
the Wisconsin game?
Hey, are you kidding me? I told you to find me the score of Detroit and the Rams. That's all I want, please. My blood pressure's going up. Are you crazy?
You're still waiting for the Rams-Detroit game?
I want the score, yes.
Do you have it, Steve? The
sure.
score of the Rams-Detroit
yes,
game.
Yes, I will give you the exact score. Just give me one moment to find it.
I'm waiting 20 minutes.
And how old are you?
I'm 88, and I'm in sports all my life, except hockey. I hate hockey.
You know what, Ann? Then you and I are soulmates. I don't like hockey either.
You know what? They skate around like Goofy. The only time they do anything is when they see blood on the ice. 1-0 score. They can't get the puck in. Look at all the games you're losing now. This is terrible. I wouldn't call the station again information.
Ann, the game was played Sunday. It is Wednesday.
So what? You got the paper there, damn it.
Ann, I apologize if it took a little longer than you anticipated to get you that score.
No, goodbye.
Now,
half hour, yes. I'll never call again.
Well, Ann, thank you.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Coach Collins and the Wildcats come back to Welsh Ryan Arena tonight. 7 o'clock, non-conference finale. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. Well, Bears head coach John Fox has said how well they play will be determined by their focus. So, how have they been focusing?
Yeah, I think you got to give the opponent some credit, too. They practice and get paid, too. Every one of these takes on a different personality. This is a different ball club, different strengths and weaknesses. And, our guys are focused like they have been every week. No different this week.
And so, speaking of focus, they are focusing on Washington. That's who they play Christmas Eve. Eddie Goldman did not practice today, out with a sore ankle. Akeem Hicks limited with a quad injury, but Tracy Porter and Pernell McPhee were in full participation. More on the Bears tonight at 6 with Bears All Access. Then, Thursday Night Football on the Score. It'll be the Giants and Eagles. We've got the broadcast starting at 7 o'clock. And the status for Packers running back James Starr is uncertain for Saturday against Minnesota. He was involved in a car wreck last week. Ian Rappaport today reporting that Stark's vehicle was struck by an 18-wheeler and the other driver may have been texting, but there was no alcohol involved. Marian Hossa out, Artem Anisimov out as well for the Blackhawks when they play the Avalanche tomorrow. But the good news is Corey Crawford will make his return and he will start in net. And the Bulls are off tonight after taking the loss last night. They will play against Charlotte tomorrow. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales event is going on now. And here's a chance to win tickets and travel to the big game in our $65,000 big game package giveaway. At Four Winds Casino, three lucky winners will get tickets to Pro Football's biggest showdown, 4WinsCasino.com to learn more. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Boers and Bernstein final show flashback.
Brazil's noisemaker.
Wouldn't it be the samba drum, right?
The big drum that the guy sort of carries.
Hey, what's that drum sound like again?
That's the samba beat, right?
No, dude, a little bit longer. Go ahead.
No.
I already have enough.
Oh, you got enough? Okay, we're good. Thanks, Dan.
I actually like a good samba beat. That's the samba beat. That's the samba beat. That's the samba beat.
I like the samba beat. I like the samba beat. I like the samba beat. I like the samba beat. I like the samba beat. I like ass. Big Brazilian, big female ass.
Ooh. All right, we're done now. I can go home.
Boers and Bernstein.
How are we doing today?
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We're back at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village for the final Boers and Bernstein show. Now, back to Terry Boers and Dan Bernstein on Chicago's Sports Radio 670, The Score.
We are brought to you today by Windy City Suites of Lakeview, Lover's Lane, Viking Ski Shop, Muller Honda of Gurnee, Bolingbrook Golf Club, Craftsman, Arango Cigar, and Real Time Sports. That is where we sit. And speaking of Bolingbrook Golf Club, if you are caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, right now you win a foursome and a golf cart rental package brought to you by Bolingbrook Golf Club. That's a great deal at a terrific track. So good luck, and when the weather warms up, you can
Go play golf.
Get all right out there. This is the final Boers and Bernstein show, and man, there when you start seeing some long timers here, there's Scott from Davenport and Northbrook Bob and Steve from Bolingbrook. He doesn't have the giant machine with him, and you even brought my dad out. That's really something. That's
well, he's the only Bernstein people like. So I mean, that's an easy get. And his mom. Hey, yeah, for him.
Yeah, my sister, my wife and children. But yeah,
no, we don't know.
You know what? You know, it's funny.
I take my cue from Maddie. That's all we care.
And I've been thinking about it. The truth is, I've probably learned as much about being a dad from you as I have from him. And that's the tremendous example that you've set with your fantastic and ever-growing family. Because that is... that's been, you know, at 17, whether you meant to or not, I'm not saying necessarily solicited advice, but when you just you see how it's done and you learn, and for you raising what you raised as successfully as you did, and now with the grandkids and all that, that's just the honest truth.
Sorry. Icing on the cake.
Kurt in Wakanda, you're on the score.
Hi, Terry. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
I just want to let you know that I've been listening to you guys' show for 10 years. I want to thank you for everything that you guys have done, Terry, you especially, since this is your last show, supposedly. And I want to thank you for 83 Nation. I want to thank you for the McGowan show.
83.
It's all priceless stuff. And last but not least, but Terry, stay away from the boys from Cicero, will you?
I will. Yeah, they haven't kicked my ass yet. I'm going to avoid them. They still may.
That's how it ends. In the Terry Boers movie, the way it goes is after the credits, if you stay for the cookie, if you stay for that after the credits, the boys from Cicero just arrive and finally kick your lowly ass. But they're too old to do it.
My God. I mean, I didn't say anything to Duke. I mean, those haven't heard the story. I mean, we should go to Sportsman's Park and we go out there and these this guy, I don't know, he's about 3 feet tall, and he comes up to me. And he said, I saw what you're doing over here. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. He said, you know what I'm talking about. I said, no, I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what, you know, I'm 17. I don't think I should even be in the track legally, but I'm 17. And he closed it out by saying, the boys from Cicero will come and whip your ass. okay, send them. Send them. And then they, when we went out to Cicero that time, remember the guys came in and sat down and said they were the boys from Cicero?
That's right, they did. And I was a little frightened because they might have been.
That's true.
If you can't make it out here, you can see what's going on because this show has not been video streamed often, but when it is, it's usually a thing. And it is being video streamed right now. Our guy Brian Gerch at watch670thescore.com is video streaming everything if you want to be a part of the festivities. And also, if you want to catch it on the stream, it's being streamed through the Score's Facebook page. Jeff in West Chicago's on WSCR.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I'm sorry I can't be there. My boys are off at school, and I got to be here for them. But I just want to say, Terry, I first started listening to you the opening day of the Score. I was 32 years old. I'm 57 years old now. Dan, you came along 17 years ago. And piggybacking on what you said about, you know, Terry being a good family man and, you know, teaching you some things about life. Same thing with me, guys. You provided me with a lot of, let's just say, relief. Back in 1998 and 99, I had two baby boys that were born. And a couple of years later, they were diagnosed with some maladies. And my wife and I decided that it would be best if I stayed home and took care of them. They were diagnosed with autism. And so they thought it would be best I stay home and give them stability and scheduling and regimen. And so I've listened to you guys all that time. And you provided me with, Terry, you'll recall this term, a warm sports nest, where things might get a little hairy, and I know that I can go to you guys and listen and escape a little bit and get back to the task at hand. And you don't know the relief you've provided for not only me, but a lot of people out there in my similar situation. So, Danny, good luck to you in your new venture. Terry, I just want to, you know, say good luck to you. Enjoy your children and your grandchildren. And Peach, and I wish you nothing but days of spending time in the sun, health allowing it, a good cigar, and Captain and Coke, and a good book, not on your head, reading. And just have one question for you before I bid you a fond adieu. Have you finished the damn book yet, dude? We're waiting.
No, I have not. No, I'm going to dedicate some time to it this summer, and I will finish it, believe me. Most of it is written in my head. It's just a matter of sitting down. I've got 12 chapters done, so I'm not at the beginner's level here. I'm a little bit better than that. I've gone over some of it. I've polished it a little bit. And then just thinking about stuff, I've added some other things I didn't get to. So it'd be fine, Jeff. And I appreciate you sticking with us all this time.
And thanks, Jeff. And I will still be around in afternoons bothering you and being there for you. And I want to correct something I said.
George Hoffman hasn't killed you yet.
the video stream is on the Score's Facebook page. The video stream. That's how you can find the video stream of the show via the Score's Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah, but the audio stream is in its usual place, correct? Maddie?
Everything else is in its regular place. So okay. When I tell you, Dan, say this on the air, that you can stream the show on the Score's Facebook page.
I thought that meant the audio stream instead of going to where people usually audio stream the show. I didn't know that meant the video stream.
I wish today was your last.
It just says stream.
There you go.
Literally... Dan, repeat after me and say this on the air. And you're like, oh, God, oh, man. Just, you know, you just don't pay attention, ever.
Well, I thought when you said stream the show, I thought you meant audio stream.
No,
was
the video
Facebook
stream.
Page. I don't have Facebook. I don't know what Facebook does.
You shouldn't have Facebook.
I don't.
No one would be your Facebook friend anyway.
That's why I don't have it.
You would probably have your two children and your wife, and then they would dump you as friends.
Don't
after
assume
we
that.
We check with his dad.
Don't assume that.
Mr. Bernstein has a very popular Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
He does.
He does. Very popular.
Huh. In Highland Park, this is Tim. He's on the Score.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call on your last show and tell you again, as everyone else has said today, man, there's just been so many shows that have made me laugh so hard. And without you guys, I probably wouldn't have listened to the station. And you changed the way I look at sports. I kind of look at it as comedical or comedy. It's a comedy bit now. It's not as serious as it was for me about 15 years ago. Loyal listener to you guys every day, just about. And Terry, I really am going to miss you. And I wish you the best and good health in the future, and I hope you have happy days and happy years ahead of you of relaxation. And also, Terry, I was wondering if you had an update or if you heard from Larry Horse at all.
I have not. Larry is, last told he was at Cal Expo, still racing as a 13-year-old, and still winning.
That's a career.
Yeah, still winning.
He made millions then. I mean,
still winning.
That's a great career.
Thank you for sticking with us and the kind words. I appreciate that, my friend.
There's an email note. This says, I've been a fan since day one, but was hooked after February 19th, 2001, the day after Dale Earnhardt's head fell off. Yeah, well, that was a memorable one. That was one of the days where you sort of knew where you stood as a show and what was going to...
We learned that NASCAR Nation is angry.
Yes. That they don't like
Woo,
to be...
Boy! Woo, doggy!
I'm shocked Dale's dead.
Then you're an idiot.
I'm shocked he's dead.
Trash Can Man and Gary.
That's what brought it out. Thank you.
Sure. Hello, Trash Can Man.
Happy holidays.
Oh, good Lord. Trash Can Man is under a drive.
Hey, guys. I just want to say, you know, thanks for the last 17, 18, 19 years. I don't know how long I've been listening. And Terry, good luck, my friend.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I will do my best.
All right, man. Well, you guys have fun. Enjoy the show.
Thank you for calling, you Trash Can Man.
Thanks for calling. I thought maybe there was something else there. But did you see that... A listener who remembered another moment dropped off an actual original unopened 2001 Anthony Thomas Bears Offensive Rookie of the Year bobblehead. Now, and if you've forgotten this story, and you can tell by looking at this bobblehead, you remember there was an outcry regarding the way the lips
looked, lips, yeah,
that were somewhat offensive, that happened to recall the. Some imagery that was unbecoming.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it on the air.
Yep.
And the next thing you know, the Bears and McDonald's pulled the bobblehead, claiming they had discovered there was lead in the paint, which was an obvious lie. And in an effort to put to show just to the extent to which I was certain that it was a lie, I said that... 3 times an hour, I would lick the bobblehead and ingest the paint, knowing it did not have lead in it, as was claimed. And it didn't really accomplish anything.
No.
But I am not going to do that with this particular bobblehead, but it is bad. I forgot.
I have it. I got the bad one.
Oh, the video. Yeah, here.
I got it.
As you can see.
I got it.
Thank you, Maddie. I'm not thinking like a television creature. At the
no, moment. You're not used to having a video stream.
Yeah, from what I hear.
Which can be viewed today only on the Scores Facebook page.
Thank you.
Show. You're welcome.
As I understand, I'm probably going to have to get used to it.
I don't know. What does Facebook do?
One of my favorite things we did on this show, because we had the bobblehead pulled by McDonald's, was when we shut down the Indianapolis Colts website.
Yes.
Because of their cheerleaders.
Correct. When Tony Dungy was railing against the Monday Night Football Open, and for pretty good reason, I think, in hindsight, when Terrell Owens and Nicolette Sheridan were sharing an embrace, and Dungy was talking about how it sent the wrong messages, etc., and then we realized that on the Indianapolis Colts Facebook page, or Facebook, their website, their cheerleaders had a series of racy photos in various stages of undress, like randomly bending over things, and so we urged people to check that out, and Dungy's team's site, and we crashed it.
Even that being said, though, that does not compare to the picture of the guy on the sideline the other day.
Oh,
that those scantily clad cheerleader things don't hold anything to this. If pardon the expression,
a security guard,
God,
who was a little overzealous in his enjoyment of proximity to cheerleaders.
Oh my God!
Wait till you get home if you want to do that. You don't do standing right in front of them.
And, I mean, he was doing that right in front of him.
Right,
I don't know where
right
he thought he was.
Right.
If he thinks he's in his bedroom and the doors are all, nobody can see him. I don't know what he's thinking. Oh, Lord. Yes, that was the soundtrack.
You just can't do that standing right
and
there.
And he wouldn't. Let me tell you something. There's enthusiasm and then there's enthusiasm. He couldn't have been more enthusiastic about it.
That's Terry Bors.
Fired.
I'm Dan Bernstein. This is the final Bors and Bernstein show after 17 years and 4 months on Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score.
Here's another classic B&B moment on 670 The Score.
Northwest side, here's Gino. He's on The Score.
Yeah, hello, guys.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Yeah, this is Gino, Northwest side.
Oh, for the love of God, speak to us.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Gino from Northwest Side.
Cello, cello, jumbo.
Hey, guys, I love your show.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, yeah. This is Gino, Northwest Side.
Okay, hello, everybody.
Okay, a couple of things, a couple of comments. Coach Trestman, is this guy in self-denial?
I can't hear a word you're saying.
I said, Coach Trestman, is he in self-denial?
I can't hear a word you're saying.
God. Hello? Hello? Oh, they cut me off. Damn it.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello there.
Can you hear me?
Hello there.
How you doing?
Yeah, hello, this is Gino from Northwest Side.
How are we doing there?
Okay, can you hear me?
Hello.
Good to hear from you again.
Hello?
I can't hear a word you're saying.
I can't hear a word. Come on, forget it.
Victim of his own self, that hello game. I lost out to himself.
As good as the hello game gets.
It sure beats this. NIU Dave on the score. Oh, boy.
Oh, thanks. That's great.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I'm Greg Giannotti, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. When asked about players like Leonard Fournette and Christian McCaffrey skipping their bowl games, Nick Saban took the opportunity to rail against the college football playoff, saying he saw this coming. And it's the media's fault for focusing on the playoff so much because it diminishes the other bowl games. Yeah, okay, like the Alamo Bowl and the Cactus Bowl and the .net, .com, .gov bowls mattered before the playoff. Nick Saban has said a couple of misguided things the last few months. His whole, the election was so important to me, I didn't even know it was happening take was a doozy too. I'd like to know what the media members are doing in the room when Nick says stuff like that. Is there anyone with the guts to call him out? Or is that off limits because he's Nick Saban and what he says goes? Can't cross the king, you know? Sorry, Nick, for busting your chops. Won't happen again. I'm Greg Giannotti.
Holiday Happy Helpline. Help, I've got a bad case of present procrastinitis. I left all my gift shopping to the last minute and time is running out. Just get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is up to 75% off right now. Up to 75% off the entire store?
That's right, Old Navy's got the gifts everyone wants. Cozy scarves, stylish sweaters, the entire store, all at up to 75% off right now.
I can't wait another minute. I'm going there now. Thanks.
Don't thank me, thank Old Navy.
Valid 12/19 through 12/24. In stores only. Exclusions apply.
Set a date with the talk.
Here we go.
5 days a week.
I am ready to party.
From Major Mondays.
I'm pregnant.
To Fearless Fridays.
Should your ex's friends be off limits?
That's what friends are for.
Five funny women.
Hello.
Who always turn up.
If I had a superpower, it would be eat anything I want and never get fat.
Share your weekdays with the talk.
What a motley crew we all are.
On CBS.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO, go online to geico.com, or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Look out in the street there. Know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Need last-minute gifts? Don't miss the giant stocking sale this Friday and Saturday at your local Ace. Buy an oversized stocking for $5 and save 20% on almost anything that fits inside.
Ace is the place where you're excited to get a sock for Christmas. A giant sock filled with gifts.
Offer valid at participating stores December 23rd and 24th only on regular price items that fit inside the 42-inch stocking. One per customer. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Two dedicated hero cops. Vince, Abel. One life-saving mission. Out to prove that no one is. Starring Illinois law enforcement, featuring imprisonment, up to $25,000 in fines, no driver's license, special guest appearance by death, injury, and embarrassment. Drive sober or get pulled over. Tune in at InvincibleShow.com.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI? Too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With AT&T Fiber, the future is coming. A future where you can download a show in 4 seconds and buffering isn't a worry.
Finally.
Where the most popular sport is mixed Martian arts.
Zarnik takes Cleef to the mat.
And microchips come in salt and vinegar.
Whoa, that's like the future.
Introducing AT&T Fiber. Internet speeds 20 times faster. So fast, it must be the future.
Based on max download speed of Internet 1000 versus average cable Internet customer speed of major U.S. cable providers. FCC 2015 MBA report. Limited availability speeds vary. Not guaranteed. Visit att.com/getfiber.
Danny, I just figured out that if I switch to Metro PCS, I get 2 Samsung Galaxy phones free.
Cool, Dad.
And I could be a super dad with 2 free Samsung Galaxy phones and call myself Double Galaxy Man.
Or you could give the second phone to your sidekick.
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
That's right. 2 free Samsung Galaxy On 5 smartphones are all yours when you switch to Metro PCS. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Congratulations on a successful 15 years together. I know you've guys.
This Tuesday through Saturday at Kohl's, only once a year. Friends and family save a little more with an extra 25% off, so you can give a little more this holiday. It's time to get cozy, so bundle up for the tree lighting with Matt and Girl outerwear, just $39.99. Spread some holiday cheer with Girls Festive sweaters for only $19.99. And give a cozy night's sleep with men's sleep sets, just $19.99. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/6 through 12/10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Times.
Gifts this season. Cabela's Christmas sale. Find everything you need to finish their list at Cabela's and Hoffman Estates.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Here's another classic B&B moment.
Bye, Cracky.
On 670 The Score.
We talked to the man who talks Bulls basketball, Norm Van Leer. Our former Score colleague is with us now on WSCR. Hello, Norm.
So, how are you doing?
We're doing okay. And Norm, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm trying to solve the problem here with Law and Order again. And it's not like Perry Mason days. I can get that one. But this one's got me confused, man.
Well, I, to be honest, I was confused last night because I heard you in the pregame say that your invite got lost in the mail. And then you said, I'm going. And then it was weird a little after the game. So what happened? And did you make any phone calls? Did you figure this out? I mean, obviously we don't want to trample on the goodwill that should be afforded Johnny Red Kerr on a night like this. But I just found it strange that you weren't a part of it.
I made no phone calls, nor would I do that on a night of such a good man and a good human being. I would never do that. I started thinking, well, did they just overlook me or just perhaps maybe didn't want me there? I don't know. I just know I wasn't invited, and that's when it started to sink in. I got to tell you guys, I was hurt. I'm not going to sit here and lie to anybody. I was hurt that I wasn't part of something that I thought was special. You know, as we grow older, things like this are going to be in front of you.
I agree.
And you got to deal with it. And that's something I have been learning in the last 4 or 5 years, man. I'm 61 years old now. You got to stand up and say, you know what? I was the best person I could possibly be with that human being, or that human being was the best person he could be with me. And that's what you stand on as you grow on this earth.
All right, Norm, we'll let you go. We appreciate you jumping on. We had a caller the other day suggested the best combination in Bulls history, best 1-2, Sloan and Van Leer. Unfortunately, we had to go find him and beat him to death.
Yeah, we brought up Jordan and Pippen as a possibility there, and he said no.
I told Jerry I used to hit him and start fights and run behind him and Tall Bone.
Norm, we appreciate you jumping on with us, my friend.
Hey, as my boys say, rock and roll, guys.
Norm Van Leer, old buddy. Oh, man.
So you just heard in that one little stop set there, hearing Doug Buffone's voice and Norm Van Leer's voice. Wow.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
We're here with you from Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. One last edition of the Boers and
Yeah,
Bertstein
we're leaving it
show.
Up to you today.
But keep in mind that this is not the big blowout Terry farewell that January 5th is going to be from the Scores Performance Studio. That is going to be a thing. That if you think Terry is being feted today, it's going to be even more special then.
Yeah, so today is obviously all about you guys and your unique relationship with the listeners and the audience. And it's weird to see, like, on Twitter, comments about it. There'll be one comment, you know, love you guys, going to miss you. Next comment is, good riddance, I hate you. Next comment is, I love you guys, Terry's the best. Next one is, it's about time, Dan, I hate you. It's just, yeah, it's great.
I always love the about time as if someone was forcing them to listen for 17 years.
Well, that's what I did. That was my main job as the EP, was to make sure to force people to listen to the
show.
We
were trying to find out that maybe in these 17 years, we always wanted to track down all those people. I hate you, go away, you should be fired.
I'm just wondering
how many broken radios didn't have tuning knobs or buttons on them.
Not many. Look at the audience.
Yeah, well, I guess.
Not many.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, so today obviously is all about you guys, all about the Boers and Bernstein show. January 5th is, if you are a Score listener, if you go back to day one, I'm telling you, you will not want to miss January 5th when Terry says farewell to radio.
Caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a $50 Lover's Lane gift card. Brought to you by Lover's Lane. Play together this Christmas with gifts from Lover's Lane. And I'm just laughing because of a conversation we had off the air with Chris Tannehill. Yes, you're part of that too. Just, you know, for $50, you know, if you're going to buy one, get a good one. Because you don't want to go cheap.
No, listen, I'm going to be completely, full disclosure. I'm a big fan of Lover's Lane.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I got there's one in Libertyville. It's a great place.
Just saying, okay? that if for $50.
But no, I'm just looking at, you know, now I start to picture some of our members of the audience going to Lover's Lane. This is not something you want to have in your brain. Well, like, take the whole front row over here. Come on. Seriously?
Please.
Like, picture these guys in Lover's Lane right now getting some stuff.
Hey, look.
You know, for naughty time.
Hey, man. They're allowed.
Well, no, absolutely. God bless all you that
go. Even if they're just going to be by themselves.
Even the guy in the green Cubs hat and the guy with the Expos jersey go together.
Hey, whatever. I can use.
Whatever happens.
I got you.
Scoreboard update.
Can I go with you guys there, please? All of you
to Lover's Lane?
Yeah, let's all go together. Let's plan a day trip. That could be like the final the final thing that we all do together.
Yeah, I couldn't think of a worse place to be with Chris Ronji than at a Lover's Lane.
Terry's like, hard pass.
Talking
being folksy with everyone there.
talking to the sales clerk.
What am I, Sarah
Palin?
Hey
there, Box. What's this device here used for?
What are you going to do with that?
Where does that go, Box?
I don't think this is kind of flashlight you want to take on a camping trip.
Where does that go?
Your camping trip, certainly.
I love the idea of picking up everything in there and asking the person, hey, where does this go?
Where am I supposed to put this?
What a great idea. Let's do it. Come on, man. From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ronji. Coach Collins and the Cats return to Welsh Ryan tonight, 7 o'clock. It is the non-conference finale. Tickets available at nusports.com. The Bears face Washington Christmas Eve, and Alshon Jeffrey has to face defensive back Josh Norman.
Yeah, that was exciting, I mean. But at the same time, man, I put on my pads just like this. It is what it is. I look forward to the matchup, though.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun, actually. Again, that's going to happen on Saturday. At practice today for the Bears, Eddie Goldman did not participate. He's out. He's got the bad ankle. Akeem Hicks was there. He has a quad injury, but he was limited today. For the Blackhawks, they are getting back Corey Crawford. He will start in goal for them tomorrow when they take on Colorado, so that is terrific news. He comes back from the appendectomy. Marian Hossa and Artem Anisimov both are going to be out, each of them injured. And the Bulls will play tomorrow. They will take on Charlotte. The Scores Holiday Broadcast at Real Time Sports, brought to you by Windy City Suites in Lakeview, where life is a little bit sweeter. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score is Chicago's sports station and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by MD Anderson Cancer Center, making cancer history.
Cancer, we're your enemy. We're fighting you with exceptional teams of doctors, advanced technology, and groundbreaking clinical trials. Ranked number one in the nation for cancer care by U.S. News & World Report, the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is focused on making cancer history.
Larry, this comment's for you.
Who did you say you're directing this to?
Larry. Larry.
Larry.
Larry.
Larry.
Larry who?
Boa.
Larry Horst.
Larry Horst off stride. We're leaving the show up to you. 312-644-6767. With no sport, we haven't talked any sports, and I feel better because of it.
There's so many old friends here. I mean, just a Cupcake, the tiniest dancer,
yeah,
Adam
Cupcake,
Harris.
Cupcake, the tiniest dancer under driving.
It's fascinating to see that in his newest incarnation, he's become a turn-of-the-century French impressionist painter. And I think it's wonderful for him to be doing that right now, even though it was done, you know, well, over 100 years ago. Yeah. But you might as well do it again.
That's good-looking man, though.
That's Adam right. Barnes. Is it Barnes or Harris?
That's right.
And we had an email from Show Jesus, the erstwhile Show Jesus. He says, he sent a picture of himself, and he said he lives in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan now. And he said, I'll never forget the day on my way to Walgreens in Aurora to buy a toothbrush, and Terry sent out the casting call in DeKalb, and I had dreamed of participating in the show. And indeed, this was our one-time show, Jesus, who I believe he's on the run from the authorities and claims to be living in Upper
Michigan. Most of them are.
Have you ever made a specific trip to the store just for a toothbrush?
Never. Not once in my life.
Like, you pick up a toothbrush.
Oh, my God, I need a toothbrush so bad. Right?
I was on my way to get a toothbrush. I thought I'd stop by the show.
I got to run out and get a toothbrush. Tommy in Villa Park, you're on the score.
Terry, Dan, I don't know how you guys are going to go on without Terry. Thanks for about 15 years of being able to listen to you guys prepare dinner every day. Your comedy's been great. Dan, best of luck carrying on without your partner. Terry, I got one question for you. Is your first love still basketball, covering basketball?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Pull out a good story from us. You've had six NBA champions. What's your favorite memory? And I'll hang up and listen.
See, I was out of the business by the time they began winning NBA champions. I covered the first one. I was around the first one with Michael, and the famous picture of Mike Downey sitting behind him while he was kissing the trophy, if you recall. There was Mike Downey behind him.
Better than kissing Mike Downey.
Yeah,
much rather.
My deadline at that point in time did not allow me, because I was brought out of cold storage to do it because I could make it there on deadline time. So I really didn't get the real feel for the locker room. I mean, I really didn't. I knew them all. But
and speaking of which, I decided today to take a look at the total number of coaches and general managers that have spanned the life of this show when we look at the five major sports teams in Chicago: Cubs, Sox, Bears, Bulls, Blackhawks. Just the total number of coaches and general managers the show's outlasted, 51. Not including one-game interim guys, something like Pete Myers here, or Don Cooper managing him. People who actually had the job for a significant period of time, 51 coaches and general managers.
And I had a bad thought for every one of them.
I was just going to say, who knows where half of them are. I know some of them aren't even living anymore, but there was at least a single bad word for almost all of them, maybe with the exception of Theo Epstein. Second half adjustments in Evanston. You're on the score.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I got a whisper like Myron today, but I wanted to get in line, give my thanks to you both for everything. I started listening after you got the White Sox, and so many memories, whether it's Mike Singletary pulling his pants down, the failed first Jake Peavy trade, the Cutler trade. Dan, to you especially, you have made inclusion, being a jerk to everybody, a hallmark of this show, especially with respect to inviting in LGBT people, and I really want to thank you for that. Terry, you're just the best. I wish you both the best of luck. Thank you so much for everything, guys.
Thank you,
my friend.
Adjustments, kind much words. Appreciated. And there's a lot has changed with this show, too, and that's also, it's just... people who started listening, and when you have that full temporal experience for people who did listen for a long time, one of the joys of this show has been adaptability through a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Through a lot, whether it has been the, you know, the FCC stuff in the wake of the Janet Jackson deal.
Things we can't say. Yeah.
And everything that's gone mm-hmm. on and how things have had to change, the changing nature of media, the changing nature of what's acceptable in mainstream discourse, a lot of that stuff. And that's been... That has been something that I think having the audience learn, adapt, and change and understand along with us. As they say, it's about the journey, not necessarily some kind.
Not about
of,
journey.
No, hey,
it's about journey.
Going into the Hall of Fame. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw.
They're actually
it.
Going
oh,
to the
buddy.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
There we go.
But there is you always have your eyes on some sort of
yes.
destination, some sort of moment to say this is it or this is. But it's. You know, every single day, I've just kind of been coming here and being a part of it. And some of those changes, some of those adaptations that Second Half Adjustments was talking to, there's gratification in a lot of that, too. And the audience is a huge part of it. You, the listener, are the significant part of it. Spring Hill, Tennessee, and Kevin is on WSCR.
Hey, boys, how you doing today?
We're good.
Fine.
Terry, I wanted to call and thank you. Chemo from Beecher, or Till One Die, as you would once say. Just wanted to thank you for everything you've done on the score. I've been a listener from the beginning, and you guys have helped me through a lot, and just wanted to say thanks.
All right, my friend. Glad you called. Thank you.
It's our pleasure.
I hear that a lot.
And it's meaningful. When I say
yeah.
it's our pleasure, really, it is. It sure has beaten having a real job for almost 2 years.
I don't want a real job again. I don't want
I
one.
Don't ever want a real job, believe me.
I'll call my own shots. I don't want a job.
We're Boers and Bernstein, real-time sports in Elk Grove Village. If you check out the Scores Facebook page, you can see the video stream being directed by Brian Gertz.
The stream
on 670 The Score.
The final Boers and Bernstein show ever on 670 The Score.
We are joined now by legendary broadcaster and pitchman John Madden and the starting right guard for the Minnesota Vikings, Anthony Herrera, on The Score. Hello, guys.
How you doing? Hello, how you doing?
We're doing well. You guys, everything seems to be okay?
Yeah, everything's great here in California.
So.
Anthony's in Minnesota. He has a different deal going there.
Yeah, I was going to say, things probably not as well with Anthony these days.
No, not at all. You know, it's a little bit gloomy up here right now.
How so?
Oh, boy.
Gloomy how?
Boy, we really suck.
Oh, you know, gloomy as far as it's been raining for 24 hours. You know, the sun hasn't really been out, or we can go gloomy as Minnesota Vikings are 2-4 right now.
Do you still believe, does that locker room believe to a man that this is still one of the elite teams in the NFC?
Yes, we, tell you the truth, we believe we're the best team in the NFL.
John, I wanted to send a bouquet your direction for the comments that you made on San Francisco radio regarding the behavior of Mike Singletary and how, in your words, when you said that's not coaching, would you have said that if you were doing analysis for that game on TV?
Yeah, what I was saying was I watch youth football, and I see coaches yelling at these kids. I don't like coaches of kids seeing this and thinking that that's all coaching is.
Sounds like you're ready to come out of retirement.
Coaching? Yeah, I've always been ready to go do something.
But how about the Jen Sturger controversy and the pictures and the texts?
I don't know anything about that. I mean, I've stayed out of that.
John Madden, Anthony Herrera, thanks for joining us.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
Winning, dining, and entertainment. You want the best, and you want it all. Trade up and discover why Four Winds Casino Resort is first in entertainment. Take in a show, everything from country to comedy with nationally known entertainers. Plug into the electric atmosphere of Hard Rock Cafe or dine at the award-winning Copper Rock Steakhouse. Add the thrill of a dazzling assortment of gaming, and it's easy to see Four Winds Casino Resort as your entertainment escape.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like,
Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
With AT&T Fiber, the future is coming. A future where you can download a show in 4 seconds and buffering isn't a worry.
Finally.
Where the most popular sport is mixed martial arts.
Zarnik takes Cleef to the mat.
And microchips come in salt and vinegar.
Whoa, that's like the future.
Introducing AT&T Fiber. Internet speeds 20 times faster. So fast, it must be the future.
Based on max download speed of Internet 1000 versus average cable Internet customer speed of major U.S. cable providers. FCC 2015 NBA report. Limited availability speeds vary. Not guaranteed. Visit att.com/getfiber.
Hi, I'm Paul. I used to ask if you could hear me now with Verizon, but I switched to Sprint. They changed the game again with unlimited freedom, unlimited mobile-optimized streaming videos, gaming, music, and data, starting at $40 per line for a family of four. Live unlimited. Can you hear that? Visit Sprint.com/freedom today.
Coverage and offer not everywhere for discounted phones. Prices with auto-pay discounts subject to credit and $30 activation fees. Includes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Streaming may be mobile-optimized with video up to 480p and music up to 500 kilobytes per second. Games limited up to 2 megabytes per second. Prohibited network use rules apply and data deprioritization during congestion restrictions apply.
At T-Mobile, we're declaring the end of data limits. Introducing T-Mobile One. One price, all unlimited, for everyone. That's right. Get unlimited 4G LTE data on your smartphone on our network that was built to handle it. And get it at a price that won't break the bank. With four lines of unlimited LTE data for just $35 a line per month with AutoPay. Switch today.
Top 3% of data users greater than 26 gigabytes per month may see reduced speeds until next bill cycle. Video typically streams at 480p with qualifying credit discount via bill credit plus taxes and fees.
Look out in the street there. Know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Holiday Happy Helpline. Help, I've got a bad case of present procrastinitis. I left all my gift shopping to the last minute and time is running out.
Just get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store is up to 75% off right now.
Up to 75% off the entire store?
That's right, Old Navy's got the gifts everyone wants. Cozy scarves, stylish sweaters, the entire store, all at up to 75% off right now.
I can't wait another minute. I'm going there now. Thanks.
Don't thank me, thank Old Navy.
Valid 12/19 through 12/24. In stores only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
This week in 2003, Michael Jackson was formally charged with 7 counts of child molestation and 2 counts of administering alcohol to a minor. This week in 2005, Sir Elton John and his partner became the first gay celebrities to register their relationship as a civil partnership in the UK. And this week in 2012, Gangnam Style by South Korean musician Psy became the first YouTube video to reach 1 billion views.
This week's most popular music. 3 years ago, 1983.
Number three.
Duran Duran, Union of the Snake.
Number two.
All the notes, Say It Isn't So. The number one song this week. 53 years ago in 1983. Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, Say, Say, Say.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Here's a classic Dan and Terry moment.
We're the worst.
On 670 The Score.
He is Bill Walton joining us on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Hello, Bill. How are you?
if I was any better, guys, there would have to be an investigation. I am in Los Angeles today, just got finished with breakfast. Tonight, we got the Sacramento Kings and the Los Angeles Lakers. Are going to be seeing my son later on. Got so many things going on, and now they are desperately searching for the person to get me to stop talking. How are you doing down in
Tucson? Whatever you had for breakfast, could you share with us? Because I'd like to have that every day.
You know what the best part of it was? I got to sit not only with my bride, Lori. We're celebrating our 14th wedding anniversary today.
Oh, not congratulations. Congratulations.
Not only with one of my point guards from UCLA, Andy Hill, who's a great author and a public speaker and a CBS television executive. Not only with my college trainer, the assistant, Tony Spino, but I also got to have breakfast with my college coach, John Wooden.
Bill, all right, Bill, we really appreciate it. We love your enthusiasm. Kelly Wunsch is going to kill himself here if we don't get to him here.
Where are we going to go?
He's going to hang himself.
We haven't even talked about the History Channel programming tonight.
Can we get you back sometime and just talk about everything?
We'd love to do it, but we're at White Sox spring training. We have White Sox who are waiting to come on the air. We enjoy your company.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much. I'm going to go back, kiss my bride on our anniversary, and tell Coach Wooden thanks for all your gifts in life, Coach, but mostly thank you for your patience. Thanks for having me.
Really, Bill, you were one of the greatest college players of all time. Get out of here.
Bill Walton.
Kelly Wunsch has hanged himself, ladies and gentlemen. We have a breaking story here from White Sox spring training. Kelly Wunsch, he tried to shoot himself during the interview, but he missed and he had to settle for hanging himself.
Oh, my God. What was
Kelly?
That?
Kelly, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. That was pretty fun.
Good Lord.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it's a little, it was a step above the John Madden and Anthony Herrera interview.
Oh, thanks, boy,
for that pain and suffering.
The best part was when Bill Walton then came back and hung out with us in studio.
Yeah, he did.
He spent like an hour there. They wouldn't leave. He walked into the sales department and started shaking hands with everybody.
Yeah, took pictures with everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah, he would not go.
It's like people just kind of thought that he was, usually, the people they hustle at is like, I'm going to stay around and say hello to everyone who works here.
That's what he did.
So we had I'm counting the number of dead people that are part of these festivities, mm-hmm. Doug. So now he mentioned John Wooden, right? He had just had lunch with John Wooden or breakfast with John Wooden. So that's, I think we're up to three right now. Is John Madden still with us, as far as we know?
Yeah.
And it's Doug and Norm and John Wooden as part of this. Roy Oswalt's Bulldozer is next on the score. Rock Ridge, splendid.
Hello, fitness friend.
Hello.
Terry, thanks for everything. Just a thought and a question, but I appreciated the 19 years. You really helped out a lot of people like myself, during some dark times. But thank you for the comedy and Dan. I look forward to what you're bringing forward from here on out. But one of the crazier things you would say about a 45-minute ride flight to Tampa, you had a guy in Tampa 8 years ago you said was the best baseball player that you liked. Do you remember who that was, Terry?
No. I don't remember yesterday. I'm a little short.
He was the World Series MVP this year.
Real Ben Zobrist.
Yeah, you were the Ben Zobrist guy. I know we mocked you about it 8 years ago. There's this guy in Tampa you're going to like. The buddy, he can play all over the place, good hitter, everything. And you saw him, and now he came full circle with the Cubs.
The beauty of being a fan of Tampa Bay is you can always go and get privacy. You can go to the game and you get all the privacy you want because there's like 12 of your best friends there, and then the rest of them are just drunk or old and they don't even know they're there. So that's what you can observe a game in Tampa a lot easier. You can observe things, and I was just asking about you want to coach baseball? You want, no. Here's would be my what I love to do is scout basketball. I love it.
You know who used love to it. Like. Grandpa from the Munsters, Al Lewis.
Al Lewis under a drive. Yeah,
he loved scouting basketball also, and was sort of a semi-pro independent scout. It was really good at it.
Yeah.
And he did it into his 90s, I believe.
He did.
Forever. He would be in some little gym somewhere watching high school players and college players.
Still dragging his old ass out there. See, I don't want to drag my old ass that far, but yeah.
You're going to be at minor league baseball games on the backfields with your pork pie hat on. And a little canvas satchel and taking notes.
I can do it.
Anybody want to read my scouting report? No.
No.
Get out of here.
Go away.
You old bastard. Fort Worth, Texas. It's Composer Chris on the score.
Happy holidays. Hey, guys.
Oh, that actually sounded good. You can actually sing. Hey, Chris.
I just wanted to say I'm one of those guys that this show has meant a lot to over the years. When I first started listening back in 99, I was married 3 months, and now I have 4 kids. 2 of them are in high school, and all of them go around the house saying, bye, Cracky, and 83 and everything. It's so much fun. There's so much else I got. Thank you. There's so much else that I could say, but it's really been said by so many others, and I'll put everything in an email later, but for now, I just wanted to be able to say to you guys, thank you.
You're quite welcome, my friend. Thank you for the call.
Madeira Beach, Florida. This is Ed. He's on the Score.
My people.
Yes. I just wanted to call and thank you guys for your. And I'm going to bring the show to a complete screeching halt because I have a horse racing question for Terry, if I might.
Go ahead. And the horse that rode in on them.
My favorite horse of all time is a horse named Cigar, who I don't know if you remember.
Yes, I think we remember Cigar, yeah. I think.
Cigar was kind of good.
Yeah, kind of good.
Yeah, and I used to go visit him all that. And also buried at rest his soul, there was a horse that won, that raced 305 times. I'm sorry, I'm blind. I'm having trouble keeping up with the computer here. But there was a horse buried there named Ramblin' Willie. And I wonder
Ramblin' Willie, yeah. Bob Farrington's horse, yeah.
Did you ever watch him race live?
I certainly did. Yes.
Did you?
I go all the way back to Ramblin' Willie. Yeah, I was betting horses when I was 17. Yes, I went back to Ramblin' Willie.
Was Ramblin' Willie a euphemism for something?
No. Well, not that I'm aware of, and I don't think so.
Okay, I'm just.
But he still gets mentioned with some of the greatest horses of all time. He still gets a mention.
Well, Ramblin' Willie will get you in some trouble.
Yeah, you're rambling. Yeah, that's right.
We will be doing Who You Crapping today because we haven't done it much. It has sort of outlived its usefulness, but not today.
Not today.
Today we're going to send it out with a bang. We are going to then put it on hiatus right next to Sports Fire. That Who You Crapping is going to
lead
be.
Lead him, and I'm still waiting. He's out of town.
He wrote a note. I sent your note, right?
Yeah, okay. I saw it. Yeah, he's out of town.
I sent his note. I got back to him as well. But at some point when Sports Fire comes back, we're not going to cancel it. We're just going to place it on indefinite hiatus. We're going to do it.
That's my status.
In a couple hours here at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. You're listening to the Boards and Bernstein Show one last time on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing Santa Fe.
Sunday on 60 Minutes. How would you like to hear what the Pope's choir will sing on Christmas Eve? You can when Charlie Rose takes you inside the Sistine Chapel for a special performance. Hear the majestic voices and find out what it takes to be a voice of the Pope.
When they hear us singing, we have to direct them to consider something which is divine.
The Pope's Choir, this Sunday only on 60 Minutes on CBS.
Interesting item. Interesting item. Music.
Get around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday.
Brenda Lee had 47 songs chart over the course of her career, with one of the most famous being Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. She was a tiny thing, standing at only 4'9" tall. And interestingly enough, at the time when she recorded Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, she was only 13 years old.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Your weekly horoscope.
Aries, an unexpected call may change everything for you this week. Taurus, you have to analyze the pros and cons of a long-term project you want to start. Gemini, avoid conflict because things could escalate quite quickly. Cancer, your attitude this week will get you far with some important people. Leo, someone from the past keeps popping up in your memories this week. But why? And Virgo, remember that change is good even if it's caused by something unpleasant. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
This week in music history.
Clash singer and guitarist Joe Strummer died of a suspected heart attack at age 50 this week in 2002. This week in 2003, Michael Jackson was formally charged with 7 counts of child molestation and 2 counts of administering alcohol to a minor. This week in 2005, Sir Elton John and his partner became the first gay celebrities to register their relationship as a civil partnership in the UK.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about 4 pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
Interesting items in music.
You hear what I hear.
The Cuban Missile Crisis, in a nutshell, was a 13-day confrontation between the U.S. and the Soviet Union over Soviet missiles deployed in Cuba. This occurred in October of 1962. At that same time, the holiday classic Do You Hear What I Hear was written. The two songwriters were married. More than anything else, they say the song was inspired by the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was written to be a plea for peace.